Hi everybody, this is Vijay Parthasarathy once again with yet another episode of How You Can Be a Diamond in the Sky. In the last two episodes, we have covered the power of belief, how you can manifest whatever you desire when you believe something intensely, and also the power of the subconscious, which is what is responsible for bringing everything on the screen of your life. In this episode, we will touch upon yet another very, very important element and ingredient of the DNA that constitutes success. How often have you noticed that there is someone whom you've been thinking intensely about and you get a call from him, or even better, he actually lands up in front of you? How often have you noticed that there is this car that you've been thinking about and suddenly passes by, even though it's such a rare model? That is the power of your thought. You like it, you believe it or not, everything is possible and everything can be achieved with this incredible power of your thought. Look at it this way. The mind is like a magnifying glass with millions and millions of thoughts all around it, mostly negative, because that's what the environment feeds you. We may or may not have control on what thoughts come to your mind. But remember this, we have 100% control on what thought we want to keep our mind on. Let me repeat, we have 100% control on what thought we want to keep your mind on. Pause for a moment here and focus on the red color of a rose or the shiny little car that you played as a toy, or the garland in a temple, or the beautiful face of your loved one. You have the option to constantly look and focus on the thought that you want. But the irony is, most of the people either do not know this, or they just let their minds take them wherever it leads them to. Wherever the mind focuses, energy flows there. And the law of energy is such that wherever energy flows, that particular element grows. And therefore, whichever thought the mind is focused on, that thought starts growing bigger and bigger and slowly starts enveloping you and then finally becoming you. That's why Earl Nightingale, the most powerful personal development coach, along with Napoleon Hill, had said, "We are defined by the dominating thought that we have throughout the day, and we become what we think about all day." We are defined by the dominating thought that we have all day, and we become what we think about all day. In this episode, we will touch upon two principles which you can use to convert this power of your thought into the most awesome ammunition to achieve whatever you want in life. Principle number one. First and foremost, set very, very clearly what is it that you exactly, really, really, really want in life. Once you have that crystal clear, spend the whole day constantly dwelling only on that thought. Whenever you have the time, just dwell on that thought. In fact, the Harvard Business School has a technique for achieving this to perfection. What they say is, constantly be aware where your mind is focused on, A, for aware. And if it is not the thought that you want the mind to focus on, stop, S for stop. And then shift to the thought that you really want to, S for shift. So A for aware, S for stop, and S for shift. Or else, we make an ass of ourselves. Principle number two. Recently, I met a friend of mine who runs a corner furniture business store. And I asked him what his turnover was. He said in the vicinity of about 40 to 50 lakhs. Then I asked him, if you did not have any limit on the resources that you need, what would your turnover be in, say, 3 years? He thought for a moment and said, about 5 to 10 crores. So then I asked him, why not 100 crores? He nearly fell off his chair. He said, I cannot even think of 25 crores, let alone 100 crores. Remember what he says. He cannot even think of 25 crores. If you cannot even think that you can achieve something, how are you going to actually achieve that thing? Just because you're earning 10,000 rupees a month doesn't stop you from thinking that you can earn $1 million a day. We are defined by the thoughts that we set our limits on. We are defined by the thoughts we set our limits on. Do not set limits on how high you want your achievement to be. Do not set limits on how high you want your achievement to be. Let the imagination soar. So this is principle number 2. Set limits on the highest that you can think of, or rather, just do not set limits on how high you want your achievements to be. So in this episode, we have covered one of the most important elements of the DNA of success, that is the power of our thought, and the 2 guiding principles that we can use to harness this power to the maximum. So this is Vijay Parthasarathy signing off. Thank you once again for listening, and see you soon with another episode of How You Can Be a Diamond in the Sky.